His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter.
As promised, Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. If you've never heard Blog of the Week, it's really simple. All we do is go through all of the blogs that people send links to us, read my blog. And they do it by getting the Issues Etc. widget on their blog. And the widget can be had at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the very bottom of the page. You'll find the widget and simple instructions on how to put it on your blog. When you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that your blog exists and that it has the widget, and we will start reading it. And then from all those that we do read every week and peruse, we pick Jeff, his, me, mine, our Issues Etc. blog picks of the week. And we have failed to mention that those blogs that are picked every week also are sent shortly afterward. What do you call it, Jeff? A little badge, a little...
I think badge is apropos.
A little badge. It's a little graphic that we send to those that we pick for blog of the week that they can put on their blog, and it simply says Issues Etc. blog of the week, and then gives the date that we chose it as blog of the week. Just something to kind of show off to their blog readers that they got picked as blog of the week. What's your pick, Jeff?
Mine's Scott Diekman, Stand Firm. He just alerted me to this morning. It's a blog post titled, "The Kilt Makes the Man." It's the picture of the three of us, Craig, myself, and you. He says, Jeff Schwartz mentioned the other day on Issues Etc. segment that he'd like to see Pastor Wilkin in a kilt. I was sure I'd seen him wearing one in the past, and after rummaging around in the bottom drawer for a while, I found this photo. The kilt looks slightly big on Todd, but it is color coordinated, and it brings out the color of his eyes, too. Once a Scotman, always a Scotman. That's what I always say. So my pick for Blog of the Week, Stand Firm, a blog post titled, "The Kilt Makes the Man."
Well, thank you very much. I don't like the placement of Jeff's hands in that picture, or at least one of his hands. I don't like the placement there. It makes me very uncomfortable. I mean, and disturbs me deeply. So if Scott is wants to find a picture where it's clear where both of Jeff's hands are, I would be much pleased that he would replace it there. But yeah, I thought I'd look good in one, and I wasn't wrong. Wasn't wrong at all. Thanks, Scott. Let's see. My blog pick of the week actually comes from our guest in the next hour, Pastor Will Whedon. He blogs regularly, and I think he has probably one of the most popular Lutheran blogs out there. Always good stuff, short and sweet, from Pastor Whedon. And this one is Thoughts on the Corrective Function of the Symbols. I'll let the quote actually explain. My dear friend, Pastor Larry Peters, has written a fine piece you should read. It raises a most interesting question in my mind about the extent to which a congregation or a synod may honestly be considered Lutheran. I would argue that when the documents comprising the Lutheran symbols, that is, the Christian Book of Concord, are no longer permitted to critique and challenge current teaching or practice, when instead our church's confession is relegated to the museum as an interesting artifact of what was once the case, then we have lost the right to the name Lutheran. Whenever the symbols are dismissed with, well, they can't mean that because we do that and we're Lutherans after all, their corrective voice has been silenced and stilled. Well, not really, rather ignored and shouted down. The voice of our fathers still rings out and still challenges what we believe, teach, and confess, and practice. So, are you and your congregation and your synod ready to hear the living critique which the symbols would offer? Then there might be hope for the churches of the Augsburg Confession yet. If not, then shut out the lights, folks, and move on, or at least be honest and change the name on the door. From Pastor Will Whedon, Thoughts on the Corrective Function of the Symbols, my blog pick for this week. We'll have both my pick and Jeff's posted at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back on this Friday afternoon, May the 14th, what promises to be yet another excellent hour with Pastor Will Wheaton. We're using him the way I think we often use him best. I mean, he could handle just about any subject, but put a hymn in his hands, especially a hymn that celebrates the ascension of Christ, which we celebrated together as a church yesterday on Thursday. Put a hymn in his hands that celebrates the ascension of Christ, and it promises to be an instant issues, etc. classic. The hymn we're going to be looking at with Pastor Will Wheaton of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, in the next hour of the program on this Friday afternoon, is Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels. It's about Christ's ascension from the heavenly perspective, if you will. Don't tune out. If you're listening on demand, get this next hour with Pastor Will Wheaton on Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels. I'm Todd Wilkin, hour two in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.